Señor, this night through all the apostles, may your prophets and archers may have desire to see things which you have not seen them, and to hear things which we have not heard, them as for you. Blessed are your eyes for this year, the ears for the hearing. May we be ready to hear and to add according to your gospel through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Which drop up unto the Lord God, those who are poor asleep on them, those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of our soul, salvation of our soul, the hope of our soul, the eagle of our soul, and the resurrection of our soul.
Amen.
Stand up in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. John. May his blessings rest upon us. Amen. A reading from the Psalms of our Father David, the prophet and the king. May his blessings rest upon us. Amen. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, who are of glory forever. Amen. On the following day, when the people who were standing on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there except the one which his disciples had entered, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but his disciples had gone away alone. However, other boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they ate bread after the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they also got into boats and came to Capernaum seeking Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has sent his seal on him."